And I can preach about 15 sermons on this chapter alone.
单单这一篇讲章我就可以讲15个讲章 这一篇经文。
Yeah, so today we will only focus on the 3-4 verses.
今天我们只把焦点放在三四节上面。
And last time, my wife talked about the kind of a preview of what we will be talking about this week and the next two other sermons.
上个星期我的妻子谈上一次来的时候她的讲章是讲到信望爱。那么我接下来呢有几个讲章我会做更详细的解说。
So chapter 11 of Hebrews is about faith.
希伯来书第十一章是讲到信心。
And 1 Corinthians 15 is about hope of resurrection for all Christians.
哥林多前书十三章是讲到十五章是讲到望。
And then lastly, 1 Corinthians 13 talk about love.
然后哥林多前书十三章就讲到爱。
And so we will be talking about faith, hope, and love this week and then two other sermons to come.
然后今天的经文还以后接下来的两次我就是分别讲到信望和爱。
And the Bible says the greatest of these three is love.
圣经上说其中最大的是爱。
And these are all great chapters of faith, hope, and love.
这些都是非常重要的篇章。
So if you ever get lonely or hurt or disappointed, read faith, hope, and love according to what we'll be talking about.
所以如果你对我们你对这三件事情有一些问题的话，这是我们以后要谈到的。
So Hebrews chapter 11, 1 Corinthians 15, and 1 Corinthians 13 about faith, hope, and love.
所以希伯来书第十一章，还有哥林多前书第十五章，还有哥林多前书第十三章，都是就是分别讲到信望和爱。
So these are the great foundation of our hope.
这是我们盼望的最大的基础。
So this morning we'll talk about the walk of faith, trust.
今天早上我要讲到的就是信心之路，就是信靠。
And this is really about the life of faith.
这是讲到我们信心的生活。
So we say, so-and-so is walking with the Lord. That means they are faithful in the Lord.
如果我们说某某人他是与神同行，意思就是说他是在信心中与神同行。
And then we also say, so-and-so is not walking with the Lord. He kind of fell back, fell behind, backslided.
或者我们说某一个人他好像他没有跟神同行，他好像退后了。
So verb, the faith is a verb of walking with the Lord.
所以信心这个动词，它可以作为动词，就是与神同行。
And the center of that is trust in God who gave us faith.
然后其实就是讲到的这个信靠，这是神给我们的一种信心。
And also Hebrews chapter 11 is known as the hall of faith.
所以希伯来书十一章是我们说是信心伟人的一个名人堂。
You all heard of a hall of fame, you know, in sports, in celebrities, and movie stars, and the famous people.
你们也许听过名人堂这个词哈，不管是那些球员或者是电影明星，他们都有他们的名人堂。
So we're going to call our chapter Hall of Faith of people who are famous in their faith in the history of the Bible.
所以我们愿意称希伯来书十一章是信心伟人的名人堂。
You know, all these people, there are 39 of them listed here in chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章一共提到39个。信心的伟人。
Some of them are very famous, like Abraham and David and some famous characters.
有些人很有名，像亚伯拉罕和大卫等人。
But the most of the characters listed are common people like you and me.
但是那名人堂记载的那些人，大部分都像你我一样，只是普通人。
And they walk through difficulties just like you and I.
他们跟我们一样都会经历过人生的很多的艰难。
Of course, there are different kinds of problems and issues during those days.
当然他们有那个时代的不同的困难和问题。
Like Abraham was asked to kill his son.
我们知道亚伯拉罕神要求他去杀他的儿子。
But because of his great faith, he was rewarded with a lamb was caught in the thistles and thorns.
但是因为他有信心，最后神是预备一个一个山羊在这个树丛里头来代替他的儿子。
So that's why Abraham is called the father of faith.
所以亚伯拉罕被称为信心之父。
So let us look at the point one here about what is faith.
首先我们来看看到底信心是什么。
So very simply, faith equals trust.
首先我们谈的就是信心就是信靠。
It's a special kind of trust.
这是一种很特殊的信靠。
You know, it's not a trust based on knowledge.
这不是一种凭着我们的常识所有的一种信心。
You know, you hear people say, oh yeah, I know about it.
我们常说，哎呀，我们听到有人说，哎呀，我知道。
I know the faith, you know, they have it, I don't have it.
他们说，哦，我们知道你们谈这个信心，他们相信，但是我可不信。
You know, that kind of faith, I don't have that kind of faith.
我没有那种信心。
Well, this kind of faith is based on Christ's faith.
但是这种信心是建立在基督上面的。
And this is the faith of primary trust in Christ.
这是一种我们对耶稣的信心。
It's not what you know.
不是说你知道什么。
But rather, what God has said in this faith.
而是说到底神怎么说。
You know, faith is something about future.
你知道我们常讲到信心有的时候是跟未来有关系。
Because the Bible says that now faith is being sure of what we hope for. It's a future tense, future things.
因为圣经上讲说信是所望之事的实底，是讲到未来的。
Something not happened, but at the same time, we have evidence for it.
所以是虽然没有发生，但是我们有证据。
And we have revelation of God tell us what's going to happen in our life if we believe or if we don't believe. That's faith.
所以在圣经里头神告诉我们说如果我们相信他的话我们的未来是什么样的。
You know, faith makes the future visible.
你知道信心会让我们的未来就很明显。
Like faith in Christ that he will come again.
所以譬如说我们可以看见有一天基督会再来。
And the Bible says, I know whom I have believed, Paul tells us.
圣经上这样讲说我相信我所信的是谁。
And he will keep me until that day. That day is a judgment day.
他会保守我直到那日，那日就是审判之日。
See, that's faith in future.
这是未来的
Faith now, you have Christ in your life, you have eternal life.
如果你现在有信心，你就有永远的生命。
Also, that faith will bring you to future when you meet Christ.
这个信心可以延伸到未来，那个时候就是当你需要基督的时候。
See, that's why faith will bring hope.
所以信心可以带来盼望。
Perseverance.
可以带来坚忍。
Joy.
带来快乐。
And eternal life.
可以带给你永生。
Give you an example here.
我愿意给你一个例子。
We know a pastor named Li Tian En in Shanghai.
我们认识上海一位李天恩牧师。
He was a prisoner.Put in prison because he did not want to join the Three Self Church in China.
他因为拒绝加入三自教会，结果他被判刑，关在监牢里头。
So he is a great man of faith.
他是一个蛮有信心的人。
And I asked him, "What did you do in jail 16 years?"
我问他说，你在监牢里头待了16年，你在里面做什么
？I preached, of course.
他说，当然我在监牢里也讲道。
I said, "How do you preach when they lock you up with chains and the?" So on.
我说你在监牢里头被手铐起来，你怎么讲道
？He says during the meal time, during sleep time, I talk to people about Jesus.
他说当我们吃饭时候、睡觉时候，我就向人传福音。
So he had faith in Christ in jail and out of jail.
所以他不论是在监牢里面、在监牢外面，他都有信心。
He had faith to keep him busy.
所以他的信心使他的生活很忙碌。
He was not disappointed.
他并没有失望。
So by the time he came out of jail, he witnessed and converted 60 people.
所以当他离开监狱的时候，他在监狱里头一共带领了60个人信主。
And he even baptized them in jail.
他甚至在监狱里头替他们施洗。
I recently baptized a lady who was 100 years old.
我最近为一位100岁的一位老太太施洗。
She just recently became Christian, maybe 2 weeks ago.
她两个星期以前信主。
And then I knew that her son says she's not going to live very long.
她的儿子告诉我说她的生命已经快要结束了。
I said, did she accept Jesus?
我说她信，她真的接受耶稣了吗？
She has faith in the Lord.
她真的信主吗？
Then I said, I'm going to baptize her.
我说那我应该赶快替她施洗。
Then her son says, well, he may not know anything.
她的儿子说她现在脑筋不是很清楚。
But I said, as long as she has faith, I can baptize her in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit.
我说只要她相信主耶稣，我可以奉父子圣灵的名为她施洗。
Because that's a promise from the Bible.
因为这是圣经的应许。
Those who believe will be saved.
那些相信的就必得救。
So I baptized the evening, and then she went to be with the Lord several days later.
所以我有一天晚上去为她施洗，两三天以后她就到了主那里去。
So that is faith in work.
这是信心的工作。
Faith is also obedience.
信心也是顺服神。
Because in obedience we have joy.
因为我们靠着顺服神，我们就有喜乐。
B, talk about faith is assurance of things hoped for. We want to kind of restart again.
所以这里提到的第二点就是讲到信心是我们所望之事的实底。
This is the best definition there is on faith.
这是我们对信心最好的解释。
The idea of assurance is something of foundation. There's a hope.
这里的这个实底就是一个基础。
And this assurance of foundation is our Christian hope.
这是每个基督徒的盼望。
Faith in Jesus brings hope.
因为我们相信耶稣，我们就带来盼望。
Like this lady just passed away.
就像刚刚去世的这位老太太。
Before 99 years before, she was a very angry lady.
在这信主以前的时间，她心里充满很多苦毒。
She would not talk to anybody, not even her son, not much.
她不太爱跟人说话，连她的儿子都没有话讲。
But after became Jesus, a friend of Jesus, she was smiling and she talked to people.
但是她信主以后呢，她就有了笑容，愿意跟别人讲话。
And that's what faith brings.
这就是信心所带来的结果。
Faith in Jesus brings hope.
因为相信耶稣就有盼望。
And also faith brings foundation.
信心也是我们的一个基础。
You know what foundation is here?
你知道这里的这个基础是什么？
Jesus talked about this in Matthew about the foolish person and a wise person building buildings.
耶稣在马太福音第七章那里讲到有愚昧人还有聪明人盖房子。
And he says the foolish people build their house or building on the sand, rocky, the sinking sand.
他说呢，愚昧人他们把房子盖在沙土上。
And then the wise person build their home and buildings on the rock, solid rock foundation.
聪明人呢就把房子盖在岩石上。
So he talked about when the wind comes, those sand building would fall away.
所以当风雨来的时候，那些建在沙土上的房子就倒了。
And then the house built on the rock will stand because of a strong foundation.
那些建在岩石上的房子就屹立不摇，因为他们是建在一个坚固的基础上。
So Jesus, of course, is talking about himself. He is the foundation of salvation.
所以耶稣他其实在讲自己，他就是我们信心的基础。
And if you have faith in Christ, you're building your faith in a strong foundation, rock of salvation.
所以如果你相信耶稣，那么你的信心就是建立在一个坚固的磐石上。
All other faith is sinking sand, like the one song says.
就好像诗歌讲的，其他的都是沙土。
You know, in real life also,the difference between strong foundation and weak foundation.
在我们实际生活上也是有沙土也有磐石。
Give you one example from the Wenchuan quake in 10 years ago, May 12th.
我们来举一个例子，就是十年前的五月十二号的汶川大地震。
I was told, I read that many children died during the quake because they were all in school.
我们知道在汶川大地震死亡人数最多的就是儿童，都是在学校里头死的。
And they found out the building they built upon the school, they had weak, solid, weak foundations.
因为他们发现学校的用的那些建材都是非常便宜的。
Yeah, they They used cheap materials, facade in the front, and then when the earthquake came, everything fell down.
所以当他们的基础不稳固的时候，地震一来，整个房子就塌了。
Yet nevertheless, they got permission from the government and so on, built hundreds of schools.
虽然他们得了得到这些建筑执照，盖了一百多个学校。
So the result is that children, people die because of the mistake, not being a good foundation.
所以结果就是当地震来的时候，因为他们的根基不牢固，就很多的孩子们就因为这样子丧生。
You know, it goes both ways, spiritually and physically.
同样的，不管是属灵上、身体上都一样。
And then we'd like to talk to the next point is the same way, for faith to have meaning, we have to put Jesus as the object of that faith.
所以下面一点我们要谈的就是耶稣是我们信心的一个对象。
You know, it is not faith in faith itself.
因为我们这个信不是相信我们自己的信心。
You know, your faith has to put in the trust on certain foundation or object person.Whom you trust.
所以你的信心不但要有根基，而且要有一个正确的对象。
So our object, our faith is Jesus Christ.
所以我们信心的对象就是耶稣基督。
Because he is the foundation of our faith.
因为他是我们信心的根基。
He is a rock of our salvation.
他是我们救恩的磐石。
And he is God.
他是神。
So you cannot be wrong.
所以不会出错的。
And 2 Corinthians 1:20 tell us, for the promises of God in him.Are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us.
所以哥林多后书一章二十一节说，神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
You know, the foundation of Jesus Christ, believing in him is not just a feeling.
我们知道相信耶稣不只是靠着一种感觉。
You know, a lot of people says, I have faith because I feel right about doing certain things.
有人说，哎呀，我有信心，因为我觉得这样子做是对的。
A lot of young people trying to get married, a young boy says, you know, I probably told this joke before, that the young man had a dream one night before.
也许我说过这个故事，就是有一个年轻人，他有一天晚上做梦。
He says, told the girl that I felt the Lord told me to marry you.
他告诉这个女孩子说，我感觉他说我神告诉我说我要跟你结婚。
And then the girl was dumbfounded.
但是这个女孩子呢，她完全没有头绪。
She says, how come I don't have a feeling and the Lord did not tell me to answer you to marry you?
她说为什么我没有这个感觉，就是上帝为什么没有告诉我叫我去嫁给你。
You see, that kind of feeling or faith is false faith.
这种感觉是假的信心。
Because based on your feeling, whether I feel good or not, I want to do something based on what I know as faith.
所以它建立在你个人的意愿上面。
So this kind of faith is not kind of I hope so kind of faith.
这不是一种一厢情愿的信心。
And it's not irrational faith.
这也不是一种非理性的信心。
You know, sometimes we Christians want to build our faith.Historically, with the factual knowledge.
你知道，有的时候我们基督徒喜欢把我们的信心建立在一些缺乏事实的基础上。
This kind of feeling is not just an intellectual or set of doctrines.
这种的信心也不是一种就是只是完全的讲究教义的这种理性上的一种知识。
So this kind of faith we're talking about is based on God's word.
这种的信心应该是建立在神的话语上。
So any decision you make, whether it's life important issues or it's a personal issues, you have to base on your decision on God's word.
所以不管你的信心，不管你的决定是你个人的事情，或是你的生活上的事情，你都要把你的决定建立在神的话语上。
You say, what does God's word say about this?
你要说神的话语怎么说。
God's word give usBroad principles.
神的话语给我们各样的原则。
He did not tell us who to marry.
他没有告诉你应该嫁给谁。
But he tell us that we should only marry in the Lord.
但是他告诉我们应该嫁娶那在主里的人。
See, that's not feeling.
这不是感觉。
That's obedience to God's word.
这是顺服神的话语。
So let us go back to verse 1 again. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for.
所以第一节讲到我们信是所望之事的实底。
And that's a future event.
这个是讲到未来。
And next part is a conviction of things not seen.
然后那节经文后面又说是未见之事是未见之事的确据。
And that's an invisible realities or truth.
那是我们看不见的一些事实跟真理。
So you see, when you have faith in Christ, you know the future.
你知道当你有信心的时候你对于未来有把握。
You know, that the future is God will take care of you.
因为神会照顾你保守你。
God will guide you no matter what.
神会引导你前面的道路。
And then that's why we say we have the eyes of faith.
所以我们说我们可以有一个信心的眼睛。
And that faith gives you a guarantee and also a peace of mind in terms of your relationship to Him.
所以那样子的信心是会给你心里平安对于你跟神之间的关系。
Do you have the eyes of faith this morning?
知道你自己有没有这种信心的眼睛。
If you're a Christian, you have faith in Christ, you have.
如果基督徒，你就应该有一个信心的眼睛。
And if you have not believed Jesus yet, you can have that by believing Him. Have eyes of faith.
所以，如果你没有这样子的信心，你就没有办法有这样子的信心的眼睛。
So let us look at next one. It says, "What else is faith?"
下面呢，还有是什么呢
？It's called evidences not seen or convictions not seen.
所以下面讲的就是信心就是未见之事的实底。
You know, the world says seeing is believing.
所以我们有一句成语就是说眼见为实。
No, you gotta bring evidence to me to show me whatever you say is true.
你不管你讲什么你一定要有一些证据来证明你是对的。
You know, that's kind of a rational world or scientific world we live in.
我们所活的就是一个讲究理性的一个世界。
But you know, brothers and sisters, faith is beyond science.
我们知道信心是跨越科学的。
You know, faith is beyond science. It's a religious faith. It's a fiction. It's a conviction inside.
所以这种宗教性的这种信仰上的信心是心是里面的信。
So you cannot quantify or measure faith.
所以你没有办法来衡量这个信心。
So therefore, you cannot use scientific theories to object and compare it to faith.
你不能用科学的原则来否定信心。
And the Bible says the righteous shall walk or live by faith, not by sight.
所以圣经上说，义人应该义人是凭着信，不是凭着眼见。
That's right. We walk by faith. That means every day of our life, we walk by faith in Christ.
所以圣经上说，我们行事为人是靠着信，不是靠着眼见。
Not by scientific reasoning or logic.
不是靠着一些科学的一些原则或者我们的逻辑。
Although God gave us knowledge to do science and knowledge in scientific world.
虽然神给我们一些科学原则和逻辑。
But that should not conflict with our faith.
但是不应该会跟我们的信心抵触。
So the righteous person will walk by faith in terms of their relationship with God.
所以义人他行事为人呢是凭着他跟神之间的关系。
And it should not be conflict with our working world.
这种信心跟我们的这个世界是不冲突的。
In terms of what we ought to do with our lives.
就是跟我们在生活上应该做的事情没有冲突。
So the righteous men and women of God walk by faith in Christ.
所以义人是行事为人是是与神同行。
So we are to be convicted that the future things we should not be afraid.
所以我们有证据，我们不应该害怕未来的事情。
We have hope, we have faith, and also we have justice because of the faith in Christ.
所以我们有盼望，我们有爱，我们有公义。
See, all these things brings justice to our world because of faith.
因为这些东西都可以给。替我们的生活带来justice 公义。
And then you know that this faith will bring us access to God in prayer.
这种信心可以让我们到坦然无惧的到神面前来。
You know that when you have faith in Christ, when you pray, you have a lot of freedom.
所以当你有信心的时候，你祷告的时候，你里面就有自由。
You know that whatever you ask in the Lord, He will grant it to you according to His will.
因为不管你求什么，只要凭着神的心意求，神就必应许你。
So your faith will give you pardon of sin because of Christ's promise.
你的信心也会使你的罪得赦免，因为这是神的允许。
And that God is in control of your life.
因为神是管理你一生的。
You know, while we cannot see all these things, we know that they are really true and truly through faith.
虽然我们看不见这些事情，但是我们都凭着信心，我们就相信他们是真的。
So the faith principle makes the unseen visible.
所以呢这个信心的原则会让我们看不见的东西变为可见的。
So I'm not talking about Twilight Zone.
我不是在讲一个很魔幻的一个境界。
I'm talking about walking with the Lord.
我讲的就是与神同行。
Let's talk about the second point.
第二点我要讲的是
I want to talk about faith of past and future events.
我要讲到信心呢跟过去的事情有关。
And that's in verse 3.
就是在希伯来书第十一章第三节。
You talk about by faith that we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what is visible.
他那里讲说，我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神话语造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
You know, this is really deep stuff.
那这个是很深，这里面有很深的教训。
So you talk about the creation.
它是讲到神的创造。
You know, there's a Latin phrase called creatio ex nihilo.
这里 有一个希拉丁文是这样子讲，它的意思是
creation out of nothing.
就是说神从无造有。
That's the answer of what the God says in terms of chapter 11, verse 3.
所以这就是希伯来书第十一章第三节这里所讲的。
God created all things out of nothing.
神是从空无中，就一无所有中造出有，造出万有。
So then, in other words, there was nothing before, and then suddenly out of nothing came something.
所以这证明我以前是什么都没有的，但是神就从一无所有头造出了万有。
That is great faith.
这是我们要相信这一点是需要很大的信心。
Yeah, because the Bible says that in these chapter 3, I mean verse 3, by faith we understand.
所以因为第三节呢说我们因着信就知道就明白。
So ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, you can be a good scientist at the same time, a good Christian.
所以每一个人我们可以做一个很好的科学家，同时也成为一个好基督徒。
I have a friend who got a PhD in chemistry from the University of Pennsylvania.
我有一个朋友，他是宾大的化学系毕业的。
So when he came to U.S., he was not a Christian.
他来美国的时候，他还不信主。
So he was going to a church with one friend who took him to church. He was also a PhD student.
所以他有一个博士班的同学带他去教会。
And then this friend from China asked him,You're a Christian, also you're a scientist?
所以他就问他说你怎么可能又是基督徒又是科学家?
He says, of course, I believe in God because God created the world.
他说我当然相信神，因为神创造了世界。
And then he showed him this verse.
他让他看这节经文。
That God can create something out of nothing.
他说上帝可以从无造万有。
And that's real creation.
这个才是真正的创造。
So creation and evolution, there's no conflict.
你知道，创造跟神的启示是没有冲突的。
So this is what the chapter is all about. This verse is all about.
所以这一节就是在讲到这一个。
We accept creation because of faith in Christ, because God did it. God said it.
我们接受创造论，因为这是神说的。
So after a while debating this issue, my friend believed the Lord Jesus Christ.
后来我的朋友，因为跟他的朋友在这方面经过一些辩论以后，他后来终于接受了主。
So he got his PhD in chemistry.
所以他得了博士，化学博士之后。
Then did a postdoc in Vancouver.
他在温哥华做博士后研究。
Then he was called to ministry.
最后神呼召他出来传福音。
And he's a pastor today in Vancouver.
他现在在温哥华做一个牧师。
And that's how God used people.
所以神使用不同的人。
Through faith, give testimony.
所以经过信心，我们就可以为他做见证。
Now, faith of the past and future events.
所以呢，信我们也相包括我们相信过去的事情。
You see, faith of our faith.Have back experience in terms of what God did in the past.
也就是说，我们相信神在过去所成就的。
And God is using faith, the faith we have in Christ today, and also tomorrow in the future.
所以神现在也用我们的信心，让我们不只是相信将来，也相信过去的事情。
So our faith is good and faithful to God because God was the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus said so.
因为神是过去的、现在的和永远的神，所以我们的信心是长远的。
You know, Job asked a question about creation. Says, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the world? Tell me if you have understanding."
我们知道约伯曾经向神这样子说：“他说，我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里呢？你若有聪明，只管说吧。”
And genuine faith produces genuine knowledge.
叫真正的。信心会产生真正的知识
and because it is prepared by God's word.
因为这些知识是神的话语出来的
You know, God's word is trustworthy because it's written in heaven.
因为我们知道神的话语是可信的，因为是在天上写成的
And he spoke and the world came to existence.
所以当他说话的时候当神说有就有了
You know, also faith has to do with what we believe about the past.
我们知道信心是包括我们相信过去。
In the past, God did certain things.
因为在过去神是这样子行事的。
All these faithful people in chapter 11 are faithful people who believe in God and God gave them the reward of life.
我们知道希伯来书十一章记载的那些人就是因为他们信实神就奖赏了他们。
And they live and also they die.
他们活着，但是他们也死了。
In faith,
是在信心之中。
And they were rewarded.
他们也得到了神的奖赏。
Now let us go to the third point here. Without receiving promise, we're talking about this reward.
让我们再到第三点，就是讲到有人并没有得着应许。
So we're jumping down to verse 13 now, Hebrews chapter 11. If you have a Bible, and it says, I'll read the first verse.
所以希伯来书第十一章第十三节
It says all these people who were still living by faith when they died that means they were faithful to the Lord yet they say they did not receive the things promised that is reward
这讲说这些人是存着信心死的但是他们没有得到所应许的
Now my question here is what is the promise?
问题就是到底神应许了什么
What is the reward that verse 13 talk about?
神给他们的应许到底是什么
The answer is found in verse 6.
在第六节
And it says, And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards. See that? He rewards those who earnestly seek him.
所以第六节呢说人非有信就不能得神的喜悦凡是到神面前来的神就赏赐他们
What is the reward? What is the promise?
神的奖赏是什么
Is it eternal life?
是永远的生命吗
Yes, that's part of it
是的是那是其中的一部分
The real reward is that the Christians have eternal inheritance
所以但是真正的应许就是基督徒会有永远的产业
And that eternal inheritance is in Christ
你永远的产业是在基督里的
All the blessings, all the riches of heaven and earth will be us whom we call to heaven
当我们到天上的时候天上一切的丰富都成为我们的
That's why he says they did not receive the reward or promise
所以这里讲说他们没有得着所应许的
In a way, we receive the promise already now
我们其实现在已经接已经受了应许受了
All the glory, all the riches in heaven are in us in Christ
天上一切的荣耀喜乐都在我们心里。
That's why we have joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以我们有喜乐，有圣灵。
That's why it says verse 13, they did not receive the reward.
所以十三节说他们没有得到所应许的。
And what were they searching?
但是他们还是在寻求。
They're searching like the pilgrims, progress story of Christians was marching toward heavenly gate.
他们好像那些清教徒，好像客旅一样，他们是在迈向天上的大门。
You know, they confessed that they were strangers on earth.
他们承认他们在世上是客旅。
You know, we were in Beijing for a month this summer.
今年夏天我们在北京待了一整个月。
And we live on suitcase for the whole month.
我们 一整个月都是都是我们的行李就是
都
是打开的。我们只有一个行李。
And then everywhere you go, we bring that suitcase, and that's how we felt we were strangers.
所以因为我们总是打开的行李，所以我们感觉我们好像客旅。
And that's what Christians felt on earth during our walk in the world, we are strangers, we are tourists.
所以我们基督徒其实也是，我们在世上就像客旅，像陌生人。
One day we will march into the heavenly gate.
有一天我们要迈向天家。
And Philippians 3 tell us that for our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we earnestly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will.Transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of His glory by the exertion of the power that He has even to subject all things to Himself. This is Philippians 3, 20-21.
所以我们在在下面一章我们可以看到在腓立比书三章20-21节说我们却是天上的国民并且等候救主就是主耶稣基督从天上降临他要按着那能叫万有归附自己的大能将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状和他自己荣耀的身体相似
You know, in Chinese history called 太平天国 Heavenly Peace Kingdom by 洪秀全
我们知道在洪秀全在历史上洪秀全曾建立一个太平天国
That was a disaster kingdom
那真是一个灾难的国度
He did not understand this verse
因为他没有读到这节经文
Can you imagine because one misunderstanding of verse killed millions of people in China
你可以想象吗就是因为他对这节经文的误解结果导致了许许多多人的丧失了宝贵的生命
So that you Chinese we Chinese must know the Bible well
所以我们中国人我们应该好好读圣经
And we do not belong to this kingdom
因为我们不是属于世上的国度
We belong to the next kingdom, the kingdom of Christ
因为我们是属于天上的国度基督的国度
And then that's how we receive heavenly reward that talking about in verse 13
所以第十三节他讲到的是天上的应许天上的赏赐
And let me jump to the last point the faith without faith it is impossible to please God
我讲到最后一点我们现在跳到最后一点就是人非有信就不能得神的喜悦
Yeah, that's in verse 6 Let me read again And without faith it is impossible to please God Because anyone who comes to him must have believed that he exists And that he rewards those who earnestly seek him
这里说人非有信就不能得神的喜悦因为到神面前的人必须信有神且信他赏赐那寻求他的人
You know, this kind of faith requires great faith.
你知道这种信心是需要很付出很大的一种信靠。
So that's why chapter 11 lists so many people their testimonies that they were given testimonies because of their faith.
所以希伯来书十一章就列出了这么多的信心的伟人，他们就是最好的见证人。
The Bible faith tell us that obedience to God's word.No matter what.
所以圣经教导我们的信心就是不管环境怎么样仍然相信
Because the book of Hebrew talk about all those people die because of their faith.
与信心希伯来书十一章讲到这些信心的伟人死的时候他们遭遇到各样的难处
My wife translated a book called The Five Christian Martyrs in a book by J.C. Ryle in England.
我的妻子翻译了一本书叫做五位殉道者。
Actually, there were famous preachers in England in during the Mary Tudor rule, the Bloody Mary in the 1500s.
所以这些殉道者都是玛丽皇后掌权的时候为主殉道的。
And one of them was the Bishop of England, also the Bishop of Oxford, and the famous people.
他们 有的是牛津的主教，有的是英伦的主教，都是很有名的。
Every one of them believed that the king or queen was wrong.
他们都认为那个时候的国王跟王后，他们相信的是错的。
Because they want them to confess that the Christ of the communion is represented by the bread and the wine.
因为他们国王跟那个女王，他们相信说，他们所在圣餐的时候所领的那个圣餐的那个圣体，就是真正的基督的身体，在附在那上头。
Because that was a Catholic view.
但这是一种错误的不合乎圣经的想法。
And this Protestant martyr says, "No, that represents the table we are about to take. The Lord Jesus Christ said, 'In remembrance of me.'" It's a symbolic remembrance.
但是这些教士们他认为圣经的意思就是我们守圣餐的时候一些圣体就是杯跟饼呢是只是一种象征性的基督并没有附在那个上头。
So for that reason, they were given name a treason, therefore subject to a burning and decapitation of the head.
因为这些人他们因为坚持圣经的真理最后他们就有的是被火刑，有的是被砍头。
So in all, there are about 200 some Christian pastors, Christians lost their life because of faith in Christ because of during that time.
所以就在那段时间，一共有200多个教士或是基督徒，因为坚持这个真理，他们最后为主殉道。
I think that book is translated to Chinese and also they're on sale in China quite a bit.
所以这本书翻成中文以后，在中国非常的流行。
So faith operates simply.
所以呢，下面我们讲到就是信心是非常的在运用的时候是很简单的。
God speaks and we hear His word.
所以下面一点就讲到，当神说话的时候，我们就听到他的话语。
And we trust in Him and His word because it is true.
我们相信他，因为他的话语是。真理。
So no matter how difficult, how uncomfortable the life is, we trust God's word.
不管是多么的艰难，不管我们的生活是多么的不舒适，我们都仍然要相信神的话语。
You know, our circumstances in life are not quite as in those chapter 11 or Hebrews.
当然，我们现今的生活跟希伯来书十一章头记载的那些。信心伟人的生活的状况是情况不一样。
But you know, today our faith should go to work in these areas.
但是今天同样的，我们还是可以把这个信心用在我们的生活上。
So we are dealing issues like, do I trust God with my offering using money?
所以我们现在可能面临一些，就是我在奉献的事情上有没有信靠神。
And also, do I trust God with a marriage or a courtship?
我在交朋友，我在婚姻上头有没有信靠神
？Do I trust God with my sports recreation？
我在平常的娱乐的生活上有没有信靠神
？Or you might as well put Do I trust God using my cell phone？
所以我在使用手机的时候有没有做一个信靠神的人
？Maybe some of us spend too much time on cell phones。
也许有些人花太多的时间在玩手机。
Not even time on Bible and devotional life。
却不肯花时间在灵修上。
Also, our faith has to do with our trust with God in our business dealings。
还有我们在做生意的时候，在工作上，我们要信靠神。
And also, do we trust God in our relationships？
还有在我们的人际关系上有没有信靠神
？And do we trust God with our heart issues？
也跟我们的感情上有没有信靠神
？All these are faith issues。
这些都是我们在 在面对的时候必须 用到信心的。
And faith is our right response to what God has revealed in His Word.
所以信心呢也是要正确的回应神 给我们的启示。
So the question becomes, are we seeking God in these things?
问题就是我们有没有在这一切事情上寻求神的心意。
So that means you have to seek God every day, every moment.
所以你应该在生活的每一个时刻里头寻求神。
Find out His will through our faith.
找出他的心意来，然后信靠他。
And then trusting Him that He will bless and reward us accordingly.
也相信神必会照着他的心意来赏赐我们。
So in conclusion, let me just say that we've been talking about the hall of faith.
所以呢，在做结论的时候，我们就提到说，我们今天讲到这个信心的伟人。
We talk about the quality of faith.
我们讲到信心的本质。
The meaning of faith.
信心的意义。
The historical faith.
这个历史上的意义。
The real thing is Jesus asks you to put your faith in Him and trust in Him.
但是最重要的是，主耶稣要求你要把你的信心放在他的身上，要信靠他。
See, only in Jesus can you find true faith and true rest of your soul.
你只有在基督里头能够找到真正的信心，真正找到你灵魂的平安。
And if you just pray that the Lord open your heart and He will come in and rest in you.
你可以求让神打开你的心，所以他可以进来，他可以拯救你。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，主啊，你的话语是何等的宝贵。主啊，当我们打开你的话语的时候，就好像亮光来照进我们的心。天父，谢谢你，因为我们常常讲到信心，可是我们常常对你的信不够，我们对于这个信心的认识不清楚。天父，很多时候，主啊，我们就是凭着自己的意思来界定信心。感谢你今天教导我们，让我们相信主啊，信就是我们所盼望的事情的一个实底，一个基础。主啊，也是我们没有看见的事情的确据。主啊，你给我们这些证据，让我们不只是相信将来你会为我们预备一个美丽的家乡。主啊，我们也相信过去在几万年前，许久以前，你创造世界，你所做的这一切的奇妙的作为。主啊，我们不但可以相信未来，相信过去，主啊，我们也相信现今。主啊，你引导我们每一天的生活。主啊，求你教导我们效法这些信心的伟人。主啊，不管环境是多么的困难，不管我们的拦阻是多么的大，让我们忠心的站在我们的我们的立场，守住我们的信心的原则。主啊，我们永远不改变我们对你的信心。主啊，因为你的信是从万古直到如今都不改变的。主啊，因为你是昨日今日直到永远不改变的神。但愿我们也因着相信你主啊，因着我们把信靠建立在你那里，主啊，我们就常常有盼望。我们也知道有一天你要赏赐我们，你在天上为我们预备那个美好的家乡，有一天我们都可以进到那里去，这是我们最大的喜乐和盼望。我们这样感谢祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名，
阿门。